Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Police tell us six people were shot in Clinton. Two of those were children. Good evening and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. The shooting happened last night on Stetson Street. WRAL arrived at the scene just after midnight and has been working to learn more since. WRAL's Leslie Moreno joins us live now from Clinton. And Leslie, this is very hard to digest. Six people shot, including two children.
Yeah, Julian, officials tell us all six victims are now in stable condition, and police do believe last night's shooting was targeted. We're told a 35-year-old man was found shot to death on the 800 block of Kennedy Street. This was on Saturday at around 2 a.m. Police say he was approached by a group of people in a vehicle. They called him over, opened fire, and sped away. Hours later at 9 p.m., just a block away, police say a black Chrysler 200 drove past a home. This was on the 500 block of Stetson Street, where a group of people were gathered outside. That's when people in the car began shooting at the group. Witnesses told police that the black Chrysler circled the block, drove by the home again, and fired more shots. Police did not say which of the victims they believe might have been the target, and they did not provide a description of the shooter. So far, no arrests have been made, but if anyone has any information, you're asked to call police right away. Julian?
Police will definitely need tips in this one. Leslie Moreno reporting live in Clinton tonight. Thank you. A man suspected of shooting two Raleigh women in San Diego was arrested. The women were shot just over a week ago in San Diego while away on a business trip. They were caught in the crossfire of what started as a fight in the middle of the street. Now, 25-year-old Johnza Watson will face charges for attempted murder. Tony Yearless and Lane Shear worked together at the Priest Company, which manages student and multifamily housing in the Triangle. They're both expected to survive the shooting. A GoFundMe set up to help them in their recovery has shattered a $75,000 goal. As of early this morning, more than 850 people have donated more than $185,000. Today, officers in Akron, Ohio, released body camera footage of officers shooting and killing a 25-year-old black man. The situation started with a car chase. Officers say there is evidence the man shot at them during the chase. Police then shot and killed Jalen Walker after he got out of his car. They say he tried to run. The Akron police chief says right now it appears officers shot Walker over 60 times.
The ME's report indicates over 60 wounds to Mr. Walker's body. However, they are still working to determine entrance and exit wounds, and this investigation on their end will take time.
Also new tonight, we have more information. The police chief confirmed Walker was not armed when officers killed him. The family's attorney says Walker didn't deserve to be killed.
He wasn't a criminal. He obviously was in pain. He didn't deserve to die.
Here's video of some protests in the area today. Hundreds of people peacefully marched through the streets. They're calling for justice and praying for Walker's family. Police in Lumberton are investigating after they say a man shot one woman and then attacked another woman. Officers were called to a report of a suspect attacking a woman. Before they arrived on the scene, police say they received a report that the suspect has shot and attacked another woman. One of the victims says the man forced his way into her home and assaulted her before shooting her mother. Police say they are currently interviewing a person of interest in this case. A police chase caused a crash in Smithfield, and it was all caught on video by the WRAL breaking news tracker. Here's that video right here. Watch the left side of your screen. You can see a Smithfield police SUV turning on their lights and then crashing with a truck in the intersection. Police say the chase started in Garner. The officer, her police canine, and the other driver and her three passengers were not hurt in the crash. WRAL is still working to learn if the driver wanted in that chase was caught. New tonight at 6, the town of Oak Island confirmed a man drowned at the beach this afternoon. Town leaders identified 52-year-old Kevin Whiteley as the victim. This is the fourth drowning death in Oak Island this year. Oak Island Water Rescue says it has received a dozen water rescue calls as of 3 o'clock this afternoon. As millions of people gather to celebrate America's birthday this holiday weekend, division between Americans over hot-button issues like abortion rights are growing after that Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. Connor Powell has more.
As our nation gears up to celebrate the July 4th holiday, Americans are marking Independence Day amid growing political divisions on several controversial issues like abortion rights.
That's what's interesting about the time we live in right now, is every state will have different laws on the books.
We have to recognize we're a nation that was founded on certain principles that are grounded in the concept of freedom and liberty.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade having an immediate impact across the country as states move to impose abortion bans or codify the right to abortion. Rallies are scheduled to take place in some cities on Sunday and Monday to advocate for abortion rights. South Dakota's trigger ban outlawing abortion went into effect immediately after Roe was overturned. The state's Republican governor, Kristi Noem, suggested she might be open to discussing paid family leave.
Many women feel as though when they have a pregnancy that's not planned, that it's a crisis situation, and we need to do a better job of supporting them.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden met virtually with Democratic governors Friday on reproductive rights, saying if states block women from obtaining medication approved by the FDA, his administration will move in to protect them. His Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at the Essence Festival in New Orleans on Saturday, emphasizing the outsized impact the Supreme Court decision would have on low-income women.
We've had a history in this country of government trying to claim ownership over human bodies.
Exactly.
And we had supposedly evolved from that time and that way of thinking.
I'm Connor Powell reporting.
All right, let's talk about Texas. In Texas on Friday, the state Supreme Court partially granted the Republican Attorney General's request to stay a lower court order. The order allows for civil enforcement of the ban. On today's Meet the Press, Chuck Todd spoke with Representative Zoe Laughrin of California about the testimony from Cassidy Hutchinson in front of the January 6th committee.
Well, we always expected Trump world to try and discredit her, and they are not disappointing us in that regard. I thought her testimony was credible. She has nothing to gain by stepping forward and telling the truth, and Trump world has everything to lose by the truth. So they are doing their best to try and attack her, to discredit her.
As always, you can watch Meet the Press right here on WRL each Sunday morning starting at 10. Still to come at 6, celebrating America's birthday on a budget.
Is there anything better than celebrating the 4th outside at a cookout? Well, if that's something you're partaking in, it's going to cost you a bit more. We'll break down those prices ahead.
Looking forward to looking at those numbers and a historic sell in North Carolina. Coming up, how much this stunning home sold for. Anthony.
And we are tracking some strong storms here across North Carolina. They're pushing to the east this evening, but I'll show you coming up here in just a little bit if we need to be on alert for our July 4th holiday for any rain.
Here's a great shot of Lake Gaston. Look at those boats on the water. The water's just glistening. Looks like a beautiful, beautiful afternoon there. Well, cooking out this holiday weekend, it will cost you. The price to grill out jumped up 17%. From last year. Now, that's according to data from the Farm Bureau. Five on your sides, Keely Arthur shares which 4th of July staples are the most expensive.
There is really no better way to celebrate this 4th of July weekend than having a hot dog or a veggie dog. But while you were shopping for those items, you probably had a little sticker shock. Turns out every single item that you would usually buy for a cookout definitely costs more this 4th.
From gas to fireworks and even food, celebrating the 4th is more expensive, so much so that many are focusing on inexpensive traditions instead.
It's nice to be able to come out where the trees are, where the lake is, enjoy the outdoors, and get out of the hustle and bustle of the normal life a little bit.
Ross Turnmeyer and his sons,
Davis is 8 and Tripp is 4,
spent the day fishing at Lake Raleigh, remembering that the best things in life are still free.
The weather's good. Boys are enjoying being out and about.
Even a family cookout for 10 will cost you about $70 this year, $10 more than last year. The retail price for 2 pounds of ground beef increased by 36%. The average price of 2 pounds of chicken breasts increased 33%. The price of 3 pounds of center cut pork chops increased 31%. Lemonade, potato salad, and hamburger buns all cost more too.
It's definitely more expensive. Inflation is driving prices, but that's okay. Yeah, we're just enjoying being out.
The price of cheese, strawberries, and chips are down slightly.
Now, inflation is up 8.6% overall, according to the latest report. The Federal Reserve, the Biden administration are doing things to try to help get that number down lower. The next inflation report will come out later this month, so we'll see if those measures made a difference. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
Well, we are hoping those numbers go down. A Wallet Hub survey found 2/3 of Americans surveyed said they plan to spend less money this 4th of July compared to last year, and 57% said inflation is affecting their holiday plans. There are many options for celebrating July 4th today across the Triangle, from the Morrisville Family Fun Festival to a fireworks frenzy in Apex. WRAL has your full guide for Independence Day fun. Right now on our WRAL website news app, you'll find a full list of events. Just head on over to the Out and About page. It is right there for you. Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular is just around the corner. Special musical guests this year will include Brett Eldridge, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Pitbull with Fillmore. The two-hour event will start tomorrow here on WRAL at 8 p.m. with fireworks set to begin around 9:25. Write that down right now. A multi-million-dollar home in North Raleigh sold for 20% over asking price on Friday. It had been on the market only for 3 days, the open market, that is. The home on the 3400 block of Bellevue Road, along with its elegant architecture, has a very unique story. According to the home buyer, it was one of the first homes in North Raleigh in the late 30s. The 5-bedroom, 7,000-square-foot home was listed for $3.5 million, and the sellers got it for $4.2 million. Wow, it's a beautiful home there. Grandfather Mountain hosted its very first Grandfather Glows Firefly event this weekend. And all of this happened after an NC State student discovered a species of synchronous fireflies in the mountains back in 2019. People in the area say that the synchronous fireflies have been in the area as long as they could remember, but Clyde Sorensen was the first one to start studying them.
I can count on one hand the number of times that I've been held speechless by some occurrence in nature. And seeing the synchronous fireflies here at Grandfather's definitely one of those things.
Man, I hate I did not get to see it. Look at this line right here and all these people sitting out there. Tickets sold out within minutes of being posted on Grandfather Mountain's website. To get tickets next year, stay up to date via the Grandfather Mountain's newsletter. We've got a link to that newsletter in this story on WRAL.com. So if you want to go, that information will be right there. I'm sure those tickets will sell out fast once again. Well, if you're still looking to hit the beach this 4th of July, but you're trying to avoid the traffic and also the crowds, don't worry. We got you covered. We scouted out the best spots and compiled a list of the best beaches to spend the holidays. Included are Emerald Isle in Carteret County, Holden Beach in Brunswick County, and North Topsail in Onslow County. We have all that information right there for you. A lot of people don't want to deal with the crowds. They just want to go out, Anthony, enjoy the beach, and stay away from that stuff behind you,
yes,
the rain.
Yeah, soak up the sunshine and don't deal with the rainfall right that we're seeing out there. Yeah, we are tracking a few showers and storms. It is a lot better, though, Julian, than what we were seeing here yesterday evening with Tropical Storm Colin. Tropical Storm Colin is no more. It's moved out. We've seen that system kind of just weaken and become a remnant low pressure system. Good July 3rd evening to all of you. Hopefully you're enjoying your weekend. We are tracking some showers and storms here on current Doppler radar. As you head back toward the eastern North Carolina area, toward the coast, I think we're going to see some. And a couple of these have been strong to on the severe side. And I'll show you that here in just a second. But it's like I said, toward Greenville, Goldsboro, Kinston, that's where we're seeing a fairly heavy batch of these showers and storms at this point. This one does have a severe thunderstorm warning on it. Just south of Ashboro, it's going to kind of move towards Southern Pines here probably over the next 15, 20 minutes or so. So that's what we're watching this evening, off and on showers and storms, not widespread coverage, but I do think we'll see a couple more here over the next couple of hours. Here's a live look, though, at Lake Gaston. Just a beautiful shot out there. I've been watching this camera here for the past couple of minutes, and there were people sitting down on the dock and on their boat, jealous of them out here on this hot afternoon. It's a very, very warm one for us. We're at 99 degrees is what it feels like right now in Raleigh, 99 in Fayetteville, 106 is what it feels like in Clinton. And those feels like temperatures near triple digits are not going anywhere here as we head into our July 4th holiday. We will get just a little bit more rain, I think, through this evening to help cool us off just a little bit. Here's 11 o'clock. Notice by this point, we start to quiet down just a bit, but then into tomorrow morning, we are nice and dry to start our July 4th. No issues tomorrow morning. In fact, I've dropped rain chances just a little bit into tomorrow afternoon. I still think we have an off and on chance. Here's 1 o'clock on our July 4th afternoon. I think we're good to go at this point, but into tomorrow afternoon near Fayetteville, if this were to verify, off and on just pop up showers and storms. It is nothing that's going to be widespread, nothing that's going to cancel fireworks, I don't think, for us. Here's 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Once we lose the daytime heating, as is the case a lot of times during this time of year, we lose any and all instability, any and all heat for these showers and storms to get going with. And as a result here, as we head into tomorrow evening fireworks time, we're looking good to go. Just a mix of clear skies and a few clouds out there. Perfect forecast, but it will be warm tomorrow evening. Just make sure to pack the water. If you're traveling here for tonight, maybe still making some July 4th plans, we'll be at 87 by 7. Off and on showers here the next couple of hours, but then once we head toward 9, 10 o'clock or so, we start to get the showers out of here and should be nice clear skies for us. Low 70s here overnight tonight. It's going to be a warm evening. Low 90s for tomorrow. Definitely going to be warm and muggy here for our July 4th afternoon and spotty showers. That fireworks forecast, like I said, is looking fairly good. 80s, warm and humid, maybe a spotty shower, but for this time of year, we'll take it. Looking like a pretty good forecast. Here is where we are headed, though, this week. We are going to see a big time warm up if the 90s weren't enough for you. We're going to be close to 110 feeling like here as we head into Wednesday. 110. It's going to be a very hot week. Wednesday is going to be the hottest. Thursday still feeling like 105. So just make sure to stay hydrated if you're out and about for any extended period of time this week. Our next best chance of rain, I don't think, comes in really till probably Wednesday afternoon. We sneak about a 40% chance in the forecast and then again into Thursday of this week. But the next couple days, 93 here on our Tuesday, 97 on Wednesday. Got some very hot and humid. Isolated showers basically every single day. So it's that repeat summertime pattern. But July 4th is looking great at this point, just hot.
We are happy about that, but I keep thinking about Wednesday. It's going to feel like 107.
Oh, no, we'll put a fan on.
Okay, we will. Thank you, Anthony. Casey, a lot of fun taking place in Zebulon today.
Yeah, the Carolina Mudcats are celebrating quite the milestone. Plus, why is this Formula One driver getting out of his car? What was a horrific crash at the British Grand Prix? You have to see it to believe it when we come back.
I was standing in front of the Pfister's dugout, and I thought to myself, "So this is going to be a lot of fun," and it was.
Boy, it's been 30 years of fun as the Carolina Mudcats playing their first home game at Five County Stadium on this day back in 1991. And it's quite a story how it all came together. It was construction zone the day of the game. Seats were being bolted in as fans arrived. The flagpole even went up just minutes before the anthem. But that didn't stop the fans from piling in.
That afternoon, they finally signed off that we could play.
There are pictures on the front of the first program that shows a winding line from the entrance to the stadium all the way out in the parking lot. People were so excited that baseball was here in Zebulon in such a big way.
And people are still excited. Last night drew a crowd of 5,582. That's just incredible for single-A action. Now tonight, Muddies and the Woodpeckers, they wrap their series. Carolina already securing the series win 4-1. Well, tonight is the final night to catch the Stars and Stripes at the DBAP. Game 4 between the Collegiate National Team training camp. Now, NC State's LeJames Groover, UNC's Vance Honeycutt, and ECU's Zach Agnos all in the starting lineup tonight for the Stars. There's still time to get out there. First pitch shortly after 6:35. Fireworks will follow. Well, it was a dramatic British Grand Prix this morning with Ferrari's Carlos Sainz powering past the field for his first F1 victory. But the drama came on the first lap of the race. Now, keep your eye on the middle of the pack. China's Guan Zhou gets caught up in a three-car accident. Zhou's Alfa Romeo was flipped upside down, skidding across the gravel, over the tire barrier and into the catch fencing. Just a horrific scene. He would be extracted from the car and stretchered off. Now, take a look here. George Russell, who made contact with Zhou, was seen getting out and running to make sure he was okay. Thankfully, the 23-year-old later confirmed on Twitter that he avoided any serious injury after being evaluated at the medical care center. He tweeted, "I'm okay, all clear. Halo saved me today. Thanks, everyone, for your kind messages." Well, previous winners at Wimbledon, such as Bjorn Borg, Venus Williams, Billie Jean King, Rafa Nadal, and many others were celebrated for the 100-year anniversary of Center Court. But it was Roger Federer who greeted with a huge standing ovation. The 20-time Grand Slam champion has been absent from the game since Wimbledon last year as he underwent knee surgery. Now, he said he didn't expect to take this long to come back, but will he ever return?
I've been lucky enough to play a lot of matches on this court. Feels awkward to be here today in a different type of role, but it's great to be here with, like Novak said, with all the other champions. And this court has given me my biggest wins, my biggest losses, and just try to also be successful here and represent the sport well. And I hope I did that, and I hope I can come back, like you said, one more time.
Julian, he said he intends to return in 2023, so that's exciting. Also, one quick note on Guan Zhou there. Just incredible that he was able to walk away without being severely injured. It just goes to show how much the safety has improved in those cars.
Without a doubt. What a blessing there. All right, thank you, Casey. And thank you for joining us tonight. Next on NBC Nightly News, people across the country are still feeling some pain at the pump, but now some states are increasing gas taxes. What areas will be impacted? Next.